This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, let me give you a quick rundown. Just got back from California. We did Escondido's Tea Party, Bakersfield's Tea Party, and we missed one on Tuesday because on Monday of last week, we got a snowstorm, a complete whiteout. As a matter of fact, if you look at the where the building is, the airport building is, and the chute, the walking chute that goes from the building to the airplane, it was so, the conditions were so blizzard-like that you couldn't even see the end of the chute that goes to the airplane. And it was interesting because on Monday, when we got to the airport, everything was A-okay. We got there a couple hours early. We didn't think nothing of what was going on, and then all of a sudden, here it comes. And that's kind of a good example as to how things change very quick in the state of Minnesota here. But anyways, without further ado, what we did is we got snowed out at 4:30. There was over 500 cancellations. And then what we did is there was kind of a panic because people were trying to figure out if they had rooms in Minneapolis because nobody was going anywhere. And so what we did is we ended up getting a cab and going to get a room. And then we thought, well, we're supposed to be in San Diego tomorrow. And we have to be there by no later than 12 o'clock noon, California time. And so we just thought, well, in 17 years of traveling around the country during this particular time, we've never, ever had to cancel an event date one time. Never, ever, ever. And I didn't want it to be the beginning of that. So what we did is we called the airlines. We called several airlines. And my wife had gone through from A to Z, the airlines, as a matter of fact, looking for a flight that could get us into San Diego, me and my son into San Diego, so we were not late the next day. And then, by the way, that night, Tuesday night, we were supposed to be in Escondido as well, but we rescheduled that, so we did it Friday. So the life and times of the Dean, as they say here. And so anyways, at length, what happened, friends, is we got rebooked. The prices that the airlines wanted to get two people into San Diego the next day was unjustifiable. I believe they wanted $3,000 to get us there by noon. And it's like, you know what? I told my wife, I said, you know, we've never missed a date before. Call both dates, Escondido and San Diego, and see if we can rebook them for a day or two out. Well, we got two of them, but the one we're going to have to go back at the end of next month and finish it up just to fulfill our word. When we say that we're going to do something here, we do it. Now, I'm saying all of this for the very reason that we just got back last night. At 5:30 in the morning, actually yesterday morning, we left LA, Los Angeles, LAX, at 11:45, and we got home at 5:30 this morning. There's a huge time change there, a three-hour time change, and then it's a three-hour, three-and-a-half-hour flight. But in saying that, friends, if you would like to at any time in the next 3 months have us out to your city, out to your event, please do not fail to give us a call and see if we can't set something up. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, the good news was is once the cancellation took place concerning Tuesday's event in Escondido, they pushed it back to Friday, and so once we got to Friday, there was no more room for anybody. So it all worked out favorably, and as they say, the Lord works in mysterious ways at times, and that was one of those prime examples, and it worked out great. So anyways, if you'd like to have us out in the next 3 months in your particular city to do one of your events, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know, folks, we're going to be talking about today is DACA again. I started it a couple times last week, and I got off onto my bunny trails where I didn't even get to address what I needed to address. It's judicial activism and the teeing it up for Sonia Sotomayor. Remember what Frederick Bastier said concerning the teeing it up for Sonia Sotomayor. When plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men in a society, over the course of time, they create for themselves a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies it. It really is an immoral code, if you want to call it for the way it is. But again, listen, Frederick Bastier said, when plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men in a society, over the course of time, they create for themselves a system that authorizes it and a code that glorifies it, regardless if it's moral or immoral. Now, folks, it's been said by Alexander Hamilton that the judiciary, from the nature of its function, will be... Now, listen carefully. This is craziness because this is the opposite of what we're seeing today. But he said that the judiciary, from the nature of its function, will be the least dangerous to the political rights of the Constitution. He goes on, the judiciary is beyond comparison the weakest of the three departments of power, and the general liberty of the people can never be endangered from that quarter. Now, is that what we're seeing today? I mean, we go back into the early 1960s, 1962 to be exact. We see the Supreme Court begin to commit the act of oligarchy where few rule over many. When they said enough of God, remove public prayer. By the way, you've never lost the right. The media just came and scared you out of your right. And I would suggest that you read Proverbs 28 because the Bible says the wicked flee when none pursueth, but the righteous are made bold as lions, and those that fear the Lord, strong is their confidence. So either you're going to fear the face of man or you're going to fear the face of God. If you fear the face of God, you don't fear the face of man. And we need to get the record straight here. But keep in mind, back in the 60s, friends, they began to commit oligarchy. Matter of fact, the Supreme Court voted 97% against 97% of the American people concerning law. And keep in mind as well, friends, we're not a democracy or a constitutional republic. Therefore, remember that we're ruled by law, not by opinion. Article 4, Section 4. But what I'm saying here, friends, is we consistently see this coming from the Supreme Court. And in 1973, we see the Supreme Court attack life and the American people stood down. And it's interesting, too, because if you look at the statistics as far as who agrees with the decision of the state concerning abortion, folks, it's absolutely astounding how many people in this country absolutely stand against abortion, but they stand down enough to let them do the things that they do. Now look at homosexual marriage, and now we're coming up to DACA, and what they're doing is they're teeing this up for Sonia Sotomayor the same way they did for Alina Kagan under criminal Barack Hussein Obama concerning homosexual marriage. I'll get to it on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866 233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Barr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. If you'd like to check us out online, our URL is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Twitter account for what it's worth, BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. And friends, if you'd like to jump over to our YouTube page, do yourself a favor and do so. We're not magnifying the crime against the law, we're magnifying the law against the crime so we can understand what Isaiah 51 verse 4 actually means. I also wanted to let you know, if you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read Philippians 2:5, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and the list goes on. We follow the Christ, period. End of story. Cool. Now, folks, I want to talk about DACA and teeing it up for Sonia Sotomayor. Folks, it's been said again by Alexander Hamilton that the judiciary, from the nature of its functions, will be the least dangerous to the political rights of the Constitution. He said the judiciary is beyond comprehension the weakest of the three departments of power. Most people in this country believe it would be the strongest. And the general liberty of the people can never be endangered from that quarters. Is that crazy? Because that's where we see it coming from. I mean, how far backwards we have fallen, America. To see this quote in the light of what is happening today is literally unbelievable. unbelievable, and the fact that the American people have allowed these injustices to commit lawless acts in the face of the plain constitutional meaning of our laws found within the Constitution of the United States. The judicial branch in this country has literally now become renowned for gutting the pith and marrow of the laws that they are simply to discover and apply. I mean, here again, you have it, folks. Doing the opposite of what they're supposed to do. Again, they themselves swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Like I said at Escondido, but as long as you don't understand or take the time to read the law, you're never going to know the difference anyways, and you have taken on the mindset that they know better, so just let them do what they do best. Well, the fact of the matter is when you do homework on some of these judges, you'll find out that they never judged a case a day in their life. And in some of these instances, friends, concerning these injustices on the court bench, friends, have done nothing but the opposite of what they're supposed to do. They're sitting outside of good behavior, Article 3, Section 1, where you are to remove them. Again, Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. I mean, the judicial branch in this country has now become famous, renowned, for gutting the pith and marrow of the laws that they are simply to discover and apply. I mean, as if to suggest that they are somehow above the laws. And the laws, mind you, that they are to uphold, not to tear down. When you get a moment, friends, read Psalm 94:20. Now, as I just said during the first segment, you have the Supreme Court advocating what God condemns. For example, the murder of the innocent in the womb. Is now the law of the land? No, it's not, folks. Just because government says it doesn't mean it's lawful. I've heard people say, as a matter of fact, one of my faith heroes, heroes of the faith, I had said one time that everything that Adolf Hitler did in Germany was lawful. No, it was not. If you look at the Nuremberg trials in 1945, May, it was President Truman that started out saying that the laws of God and the laws of men have been broken here. I mean, when you go into a courtroom, people are sitting in that court because somebody broke the law. What is the reference to the law that they broke? It's always God's moral law. And it's interesting how every single one, actually, forgive me, there was a couple of them that actually renounced and repented before they were executed. But others were waiting during Nuremberg trials for their promotion so they could become the next Führer of Germany. But it's interesting. Criminal after criminal. Now, I'm talking about politicians, and I'm talking about those that were to represent and magnify the laws of Germany against the likes of Adolf Hitler. Instead of actually doing their job and stopping Adolf Hitler, they were taking their orders from Adolf Hitler and doing the killing for him. Every one that didn't repent, friends, there was only a couple of them that did repent, said that they were merely taking orders from Adolf Hitler as to justify the crimes that they themselves committed. Well, the fact of the matter is they're just as guilty as Adolf Hitler because they didn't take their orders concerning the oath that they swore that they would uphold. See, if they were doing their job, again, they would have dealt with Adolf Hitler rather than taking orders from Adolf Hitler and killing innocent people. And when people begin to uphold their oaths that they themselves swore to uphold and swear to uphold, we're not going to have these kind of issues. Matter of fact, we wouldn't be partaking with the sins of those that just look the other way concerning what their duty really is, concerning the crimes of every administration that we've had in modern history in the United States of America. Instead of standing against corruption, they just take orders. And then they justify it because the people justify them by letting them do the things that they do. What about Proverbs 6:17? God said, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. When you look in Exodus 20, verse 13, it says, thou shalt not kill. So when someone kills, they turn back and they say, well, the government said I could do that. Just think about this. You've obeyed to the number of 58 million babies, America, by allowing the state a few corrupt injustices to sanction the murder of the innocent since 1973. That's a consecutive number to the equivalent of 18 states, by the way. Now we see under Alina Kagan going on, who never judged a case a day in her life. Homosexual marriage, the law of the land? No. No. Homosexuality is an abomination. Furthermore, it's a felony in every state of our union. You know, I shared this with you a couple weeks ago, friends. I have people out there saying that Bradley Dean never calls for the persecution of gays. Wait a second. I'm not calling for the persecution of anybody but those that violate the law, because I care about my freedom. I care about our happiness as a people and our well-being. I care about our posterity. I'll tell you what prosecutes homosexuals is the law. And it's the law that they hate. And I don't care if they like it or not, or any other criminal doesn't like the law. And it's interesting, you stand back and watch these people call people like me that are magnifying the laws against their crimes. Again, keep in mind, in every state of our union, homosexuality is a felony. I don't care what the government said. And I'm going to prove to you why that is in just a couple moments here. But for the state, for the government, for injustices to come about and say homosexual marriage is now the law of the land. And by the way, Donald Trump even said the same thing. I don't care what Donald Trump says neither. I mean, it's like when going over to Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal sodomite plant himself, when he began to tell everybody in this country that we're no longer a Christian nation. Hey, folks, I don't care what the devil has to say. I know who we are. I know our history. And I know what God says. And that's the bottom line. But when you look to state law, again, concerning homosexual marriage, it's not the law of the land. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24. Now, this is why I'm telling you what I'm telling you. William Blackstone, Commentaries on the Laws of England. He was one of our founders, along with Charles D. Montesquieu and John Locke. As a matter of fact, their inscriptions and their quotes and statements are on civil buildings all across the United States of America. But he said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Is that what you're seeing, these injustices in modern history, friends, in the present? Are you seeing them going along with discover the law and apply the law? Or are you seeing them act as a bunch of judicial activists, legislating, gutting the pith and the marrow of common sense laws that protect us? You know, when you think about it, again, I'm in Minnesota here, but you go around certain lakes and you will see on those lakes signs, warning signs all the way around the lake, because they're so accessible and easily accessible to just go out there and walk on those lakes. But it says, on these signs, it says, danger, thin ice. It says, danger, thin ice. Don't walk on the ice. It's the same thing with the Lord's commandments. Danger, thin ice. They're there to warn us of impending danger. So they're there for our good. As a matter of fact, in Psalm 19, it tells us, by them thy servant is warned. So when we throw off the things of God and we take on the things of man, you can see the fruit of that's going to produce the opposite of what God commanded. When he said, thou shalt not kill, that preserves life. Now the state says you can kill. Does that preserve life? Does that run antithetical to who we are as a people? You better bet your bottom dollar. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, tomorrow I'm going to be talking about why God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, established judges. And he established judges to produce freedom for the people. And it's interesting, the way that we're set up in this country, as long as judges are doing their jobs, folks, we're going to remain a free people. And so we need to appreciate good judges, let me tell you, good police officers. Good individuals that are representing we the people and magnifying the law and doing their jobs. Give them people a high five, because that's exactly what I'm doing on the radio show right now. They love good government. They want to expose bad government. That's how we keep our republic established, friends. I was just sharing with you as to what William Blackstone, commentators on the laws of England, and we're talking about teaming up for Sonia Sotomayor concerning DACA. And I was just talking about the murder of the innocent in the womb, and then I was talking about homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind, by the way. And then I took it to all the things in a short synopsis, friends, and a short snapshot as to what judges are doing today in this country. They're becoming injustices. William Blackstone said, "No enactment of man can be considered law unless it can." So, see, they're only doing what you're letting them get away with, period. William Blackstone goes on, he said, "Man considered as a creature must necessarily be subject to the laws of his creator, of course, for he is entirely a dependent being. This law of nature being co-equal with mankind and dictated by God himself is, of course, superior in obligation to any other. It is binding over all the globe, in all the countries, and at all times. No human laws are of any validity if contrary to God's law. And such of them as are valid derive all their force and all their authority immediately from this original. Furthermore, when you go to Article 3, Section 1, it says, judges, both of supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior. I mean, well then, there you have it. Tolerating injustices, while you call them justices, is simply the reflection of the American people in this country and what they tolerate. Once again, matter of fact, you see where President Hoover said, he said, when there's a lack of honor in government, it's because the morals of the people are poisoned. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So moving up to Sonia Sotomayor on DACA. By the way, DACA is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It's an American immigration policy. Policy, friends, again, notice the word policy. It's not law. It's unconstitutional. Also keep in mind, you, if you'd open your eyes to how they do what they do through the Hegelian dialectic, they love to take two steps forward and a step back. But they got their foot in as they took two steps in. Okay? You push them back one step, but guess what? They got their foot in the door. These people create the problems. This is all unconstitutional, DACA is, friends. It's all unconstitutional, therefore illegal. Those that are beginning to push forward DACA, folks, regardless of who they are, in any capacity of government, they are acting as outlaws. That makes them criminals. But again, I want you to listen to this. These people create the problem. Representatives, the media helps them along. They work hand in glove. And then what they do is they stand back as they use the media to take the burden that they've created and they throw it on the backs of the American people until the American people demand a response. And see, folks, you need an educated demand concerning government. Because, again, what you need to do is go back to them and say, where did you derive constitutional authority to implement DACA in the first place? Rather than getting caught up into their questions and their political language, which is based and premised on nothing but lies and propaganda. And again, as I've said so many times, America, the message that you need to send to representatives is you need to throw them in jail. And I kid you negative, to send the message to others that we're not going to tolerate your crimes, period. But again, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals is an American immigration policy that allowed some individuals who entered the country as minors and had either entered or remained in the country illegally to receive a renewable 2-year period of deferred action from deportation to be eligible for work. So this is why representatives are bringing them in. This is a sign of God's perfect judgment. Once again, it is, like it or lump it, friends, it doesn't matter. The Bible says that they're going to be made the head and you're going to be made the tail. And representatives are, unbeknownst to them, operating in such a fashion where they are destroying their countries along with themselves. Folks, don't doubt the Word of God. Doubt me all day long. But don't doubt the Word of God. And don't doubt the information that I'm giving to you. I encourage you, for everything that I say, to cross-check everything that I'm telling you. I'm encouraging you to do that. Of course I am. Do your due diligence. And I also want to highlight concerning DACA and all the Trumpites out there, because you're not principled when you're going after the guy that has on your favorite jersey, when you're allowing him to do what he wants to do. And by the way, concerning Donald Trump, I told you this was coming down the pike. Now they're talking about a compromise on it, where two men get together and agree on what they both know is wrong. And I shared this with you last week when I was in California, where now the word is that Donald Trump wants to come forward and say, listen, No wall, no compromise. No wall, there's going to be no DACA. I mean, this is absolutely telling every step of the way. And as I've shared with you so many times, friends, it doesn't matter who the president is, the agenda goes forward, and so does the propaganda. Now they're going to play a lottery with the recipients of DACA. Wait a second, I thought there was going to be no DACA. I thought it was going to be all repealed. I thought the wall was going to be built on Mexico's money. I mean, here's another promise unfailed. And I'm just, when I see the conservatives out there of the day, yesterday's liberals, talking about how he's doing such a good job, I'm not saying everything he's doing is terrible. I'm just telling you that the agenda is going forward little by little. And if you're principled, you'll see this. And when I look at the conservatives of the day, it's like, what is conservatism? What does it mean to you anymore? What does it mean when I say yes is yes and no is no? Right is right and wrong is wrong. What is it that you don't understand about compromise? It's not a part of government. I mean, is the blood of those that are sacrificing themselves to give us the freedoms that we have today, are they compromising? Are they giving a little here and taking a little there? No. They're doing what they were commanded to do. But yet when you look at politicians who are sworn to do the same things as those that fight, bleed, and die in the battlefield, it's interesting how the American people give them a pass. But nobody takes the time to look at the soldier who gave his all to give us the freedoms that we have. And I'd also like to point out before getting into this topic that if you remember Barack Hussein Obama, 5 minutes before his presidential inauguration, said that, by the way, mysteriously after 142 days in Senate in Illinois, he said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. I want you to think about what I'm saying here. 5 minutes before he became the president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. And again, for 8 years, the American people let him do it. They let him transgress, give you the finger 1,160 times. And in many cases, without congressional approval. He didn't ask for approval. And by the way, this also started right off the bat when he became the president of the United States of America. People weren't giving him excuses as to how this is going to take time and just give him a couple minutes and this is what's going to develop and, oh, don't you doubt what he's doing right now. You know that he... No. Everybody knew what Barack Hussein Obama was doing. He was attacking we the people. You know it and I know it. But when it comes to Donald Trump, again, here's the conservative of the day, making excuses for why he hasn't fulfilled his promises because the process may take a little more time. I mean, you folks are nothing but, you're the worst of men. You're hypocrites to the max. You're barking up the wrong tree when you want to go label yourself as some sort of standard that everybody needs to follow. And I also want you to think about the fact that Donald Trump has the law on his side concerning what's going on in this country. Barack Hussein Obama didn't, but he still did it. It's inexcusable what the American people are tolerating today. I shared with you last week as well, friends. this is ridiculous because, you know, common sense does come into play here. You know, if a kid gets busted at, we're hearing from the CEO of Disney World talking about how we need to pass DACA right now. We need to let all these illegals in right now. It's interesting. If parents were caught sneaking their kids into a Disney park, do you suppose the CEO would give them a pass and let them get away with it? Or do you think they would be removed immediately? See, folks, they love to talk out of both sides of their mouths. And you got to pay attention to the details. The devil is always in the details. He always is. I'm going to come right back and I'm going to show you, friends, how DACA has protected about 800,000 people who were brought to the United States of America illegally. Keep in mind, as well, Homeland Security was actually busing them in during Barack Hussein Obama's tenure. They were bussing them in. We'll get back to this right on the other side of the break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sons of Liberty. I'm going to get over to Sonia Sotomayor and just showing you how they're planting these judges just in time as the fox and the chicken coop concerning illegal legislation. They call it policy. Policy follows law. Remember that, friends. But one of the things I highlighted the other day was the information coming out from the CIA-controlled media about Chuck Schumer's house being surrounded. Folks, keep in mind, you know, they're all demanding amnesty for illegal aliens. It's just the stupidity of some people's kids, friends. You just can't fix stupid, can you? No, because some people just don't want to be fixed. That's the bottom line. They got their ears closed. They have ears, but they don't hear. They have their eyes closed. They have eyes, but they don't see because they don't want to see. Again, these are the people that could be transported to the sun, and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. Let them do what they do. They're all going to end up in the ditch. The fact of the matter is I want to make sure we stay on the road here, the straight and narrow. But the information coming out from the CIA-controlled media about Chuck Schumer's house being surrounded, demanding amnesty, illegals in America demanding amnesty for illegal aliens, it's all being funded and advocated by none other than George Soros and his paid actors and activists. Just so you know where that comes from. You all know that Rheims omnibus bill fully funded DACA back in December 15th of 2016. I've covered that probably three times over the last year. The Blaze reported going to Sonia Sotomayor and teeing it up for Sonia Sotomayor, again, to show you who she is. It's interesting how the media just kind of left out some of these details. Her college past. And what you won't find in her new book. Why won't you find it in her new book? Because she doesn't want you to know of it. Sotomayor's time at Princeton takes up much of the book, but her account of her alma mater left out a lot of the information which I'm about to give you, especially her involvement in communist politics and an explicitly anti-white club. In fact, despite her self-description as more as a mediator than a crusader, she said, on racial and political issues, which, by the way, are a thing of the past, the archives of Princeton show that it was just the opposite. And according to the Daily Princetonian, Sotomayor even helped shape Princeton's affirmative action practices and used her position as a student to advance a communist agenda in the United States of America. As a sophomore, Sotomayor, then co-chairman of the Puerto Rican student group, filed on April 1974 complaints. She filed a complaint with the New York Office of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. The acronym is HEW, demanding that Princeton do a better job recruiting Latino administrators, faculty, and students. She delivered not one but two letters to the president of the university calling for explicit quotas and timetables for Latino students, faculty, and administrators, and she got results. Wow, that's pretty crazy. She's part of an organization that is extremely anti-white. That is poised against white superiorism and supremacies. I mean, this reminds me of Alina Kagan, who was appointed the dean mysteriously at Harvard College. She was appointed to queerify Harvard. And then mysteriously, she was passed through by your senators on the federal floor without you knowing a thing of her history and how she wars against our military and how she wars against anything that is upright before God and man concerning marriage. See, she was appointed just in time. And you can mark my words that Sonia Sotomayor is being teed up right now concerning DACA. And isn't it interesting how the government, every time it gets in some sort of a jam, they get stuck in the middle of the road. Oh, well, we're going to have the Supreme Court justices, by the way, those that we appointed to legislate law. They weren't appointed to do that, friends, in the sense of changing law. They're unelected individuals. And how the American people stand back and believe for some reason or another, because again, the CIA controlled media tells you it's so, that they're the final say, you have got to be out of your mind. Sotomayor was involved in an organization called Third World Center, TWC is the acronym. She left out that the group's politics were laced with, listen carefully, this is Sonia Sotomayor. This is the individual that they're teeing it up for right now. And you can mark my words on it. Folks, it'll take the conservatives probably about 6 months to a year to 2 to 3 years to catch up to this. But again, mark my words. Sotomayor was a part of an organization called Third World Center, and she left out that the group's politics were laced with anti-American and anti-white rhetoric. This is who it's going to go to make the final decision, because you've been dummied down to believe it is so. Its constitution concerning the Third World Center and founding documents made it clear, as does a 1976 document from the TWC, oppression breeds resistance. That's true. That is definitely true, but let's look into it a little bit. The students wrote in protest of decision by Princeton University to reduce the TWC's funding, the history of the people of the Third World who had suffered from the United States imperialism. You know, isn't it interesting? We have all of these people in the United States of America complaining about how bad we are as a people, leaving their countries, coming to America. I don't see anybody leaving America to go to your third world countries. And the fact of the matter is, America, we need to understand how these people are being put into place, teed up like that of Sonia Sotomayor, and who they really are, and what they really mean to advocate. The history of the peoples of the third world who have suffered from U.S. imperialism and of the oppressed nationalities within the United States of America. You ready for this? Afro-Americans, Puerto Ricans, Chicanos, Asians, and Native Americans has been a history of oppression and resistance. Now, I'm not saying that this hasn't happened in the past, but I'm telling you, and it's not happening. It's just not happening today. I highlighted that with Colin Kaepernick and all those oppressed people and victims of circumstance that he likes to play the part. He likes to play the man when he has the world somehow feeling sorry for him, that he's an oppressed victim of circumstance. When again, friends, the opposite is true. The opposite is true. And again, these people are workers of insurrection trying to resurrect something and insurrect something that doesn't belong to this generation. Last week I was talking to a guitar player out in, he was in Atlanta, and he was raised in Mississippi, the Deep South. He's 40 years old. I said, "Hey, brother," I said, "I got a question for you." He said, "What's that?" I said, are you seeing any of this racial wars between black and whites down south in Mississippi?" He's 40 years old. He said, "I've never seen it my whole life." I've never seen it my whole life. Did you hear what he said, America? He said he never seen it his whole life. So who's responsible for dividing the American people outside of corrupt politicians in the media, as I have warned so many times? Nobody. They're the ones doing it. They're the ones creating these issues that they want you to address. And the American people fall for it every time, hook, line, and sinker, and then they wonder why they get caught in the fact of losing more of their rights. You're being played by a bunch of people, America, that you call clowns, that you name call. And the fact of the matter is, the joke's on you, it's not on them. I knew this of Sonia Sotomayor long ago. And I want to tell you something. It wasn't because of something I read that I knew it of her. It was something that I discerned the minute I seen her, that something was seriously wrong. And they planted her for the very purpose of what is up and coming. And until the American people begin to deal with corruption, regardless of who they are, because again, friends, keep in mind, the Supreme Court is not the final arbiter when it comes to decisions made. If it agrees not and concurs not, and aligns itself with the laws of God, then they are null and void, period. And it's time for you to throw them off rather than throwing off your laws that preserve your freedoms. And that's the end aim right there. DACA, H.R. 4760. And folks, pay attention to the Hegelian dialectic being played out, but you can rest assured that sooner or later, this is going to be handed over to Sonia Sotomayor, and she's going to act out as if she's actually legit, when in fact, when you pull the curtain behind her, she's just as corrupt as the people that put her into place. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.